Hello and welcome, VBCOA podcast listeners, to the VBCOA podcast, a Building Code Geeks podcast. My name is Christina Jackson, the VBCO Education Chair and your host. And with me on today is Mr. Nathan Young, building official for Amherst County. How are you doing, Nathan?
I'm doing wonderful.
I'm good. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and how long have you been in codes profession?
So my name's Nathan Young. I graduated in 1998 from Penn State University with a construction technology degree.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm an Ohio State fan.
So I started work in high-end residential construction in Pennsylvania. My wife and I moved to Virginia in 2003. Mm-hmm. And I started working as light commercial and restoration contractor at that time.
Okay. For your own company or for?
No, I was working for another company.
Okay.
Project manager for them.
So okay.
I did that for about 10 years and then got hired in 2013 with Amherst County as a building inspector.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2015, Kenneth Campbell retired and I was selected to be the building official at that time.
Okay, and so my other question is that how did someone like see you out in the field and was like, hey, do you want to be a code inspector? Have you thought about this?
So yeah, actually, Don Tyree was the building inspector in 2013, and I'd worked with him for many years going up to that point. And he retired from Amherst County in January, I believe, of 2013. And he asked me if I wanted to apply for his job. He thought I might be good at it. And I decided to take him up on it.
Oh, so, really? Yeah. Oh, really? And so do you like your job?
I do.
What do you like about your job?
So most days I get to be a helpful part of the development process and help people find ways to build code compliance structures. So while we don't do the design work, we do help solve problems. So as we identify and locate different criteria, different situations that require some more attention,
mm-hmm.
we can use our knowledge and our experience and our understanding of the codes to help make the built environment better.
Right. That's the Virginia way.
And I do enjoy being able to leave that on the environment, on the built environment, on the county, you know, those kinds of things.
Making that impact, seeing that difference. You
quietly.
Know.
Quietly. I had a board of supervisor member do a ride along with me
mm-hmm.
very early in my career, and I was trying to explain to her what we did, and she asked me how she would know as an outsider when we were doing a good job at what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, one of the things that will help you understand that your building inspections is doing a good job is that you don't hear a lot about it.
Right.
So if we're quiet, things are going well. You're
right.
Not hearing about deck collapses.
Right.
You're not hearing about fires with buildings under construction. You're
right.
Not hearing about these things because we're doing a good job of being where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there, and seeing the things that need to be inspected.
So how do you feel about being a building official for a smaller county, I guess, more rural county in Virginia?
It has its challenges in some ways, but it's really good in other ways too. So,
like, how so?
Challenging. Our resources are limited. There's never the newest, latest, greatest thing in our arsenal. You know, we're always trying to figure out how to make do with what we can come up with. But at the same time, we get to build relationships with people that, you know, have lasted from my very first inspection, still ongoing today, you know, that we make those relationships. They become long-standing relationships. You become friends with the people that you're working with,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good thing.
How many people are in your locality that work for you?
So we have myself, and we do building inspections and property maintenance. And then
y'all do property maintenance?
Oh, yeah, we do property maintenance,
really?
Too.
Really? I didn't know
We're one of the few counties. Amherst County is one of the few counties that does property maintenance.
Oh, wow.
So, and then I have my three inspectors and two permit techs.
Okay. And so, is it challenging to keep people? Because, you know, one of the running themes that a lot of people that I've been interviewing is that they've had a hard time trying to attract talent or keep good workers. Are you running into that even in a smaller county?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So I've trained two people who have left me to become building officials in other localities.
Oh, well, that's good.
I have trained a permit tech, and we helped her grow to move to another locality, and she's now officer for the Wicked of Virginia.
You're talking about Carissa.
I am talking about Carissa. So yeah, so I mean, those are, we've had a good opportunity to find quality people and help them grow, but we do have a problem retaining them. So I mean, that's a
You know, it's just odd to think about it. You know, everybody says it's industry wide. But when you think of the smaller counties, you're like, well, you know, I don't think they're having the same problems that we are. But, you know, you just proved that theory wrong, is that you are, you know, I like what you're doing. You're like setting people up to move on, and you're not holding them back. And, you know, because there are some stories out there, people who are holding other people back and not wanting to see them to succeed, or not wanting to lose that body because they're afraid they won't be able to replace that person. So that's very encouraging to hear that, Nathan, that, you know, you're doing that.
Well, I can understand that sentiment, but that's not the way we're going to do things.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. So it sounds like you have like sort of a mentoring program going on in Amherst County.
Unofficially.
But the who's been your mentor? Who's been the person to help you? I mean, because like you said, everyone doesn't have that mentality to see people succeed and grow.
So I have been blessed in that I have had mentors by committee.
Okay.
So Kenneth Campbell was the building official that hired me, and I continue to reach out to him. I stay in contact with him on a regular basis. I also communicate with Doug Saunders in Lynchburg, and Gary MacGyver in Bedford.
Okay.
Mark Bolt in Floyd.
Okay.
Lonnie Hamlet in Appomattox.
Look, you're naming off everybody.
That's kind of the point. Like, we stay connected. That in a small locality, we have to, you know, be neighborly. We have to take care of each other. We have to understand. And, you know, I mean, because none of us are equipped to respond to, you know, tornadoes, and both Appomattox and Amherst have had tornado responses where we've had to go and do disaster inspections.
Wow.
And, you know, those kinds of things. And you have to be able to support your neighbors as you do those things.
So have those relationships been cultivated by attending events like the VBCOA conference?
Of course.
So how so?
Well, I mean, you get to see people, you get to hear that they're going through the same things, that their experiences are similar, that their understanding is in the same ideas.
So that's how you've been able to cultivate the relationships of the mentoring program and things of that matter.
Well, and also the region meetings.
Like, oh, okay.
Truly the region meetings, you know, we get together, and especially when they're in person, and you get to sit down and have those conversations together, you know, sort of the sidebar conversations about what is actually going on in your locality, and get some ideas on how somebody else might work through that situation.
What region are you a part of?
So I'm region 2.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So I'm
West
with John
part
and Morgan.
Of the state.
Yep, yeah, that's right. We're out there near Roanoke, so.
That's fine. That's great. That's great. Where do you see the coal profession going?
So I have real world construction experience.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of inspectors having real world experience in the trades, in construction, in development. I think it helps to understand and remember what it's like on the other side of the counter, as we provide this government service for the development community. I get a little fearful about the idea of bringing in intelligent people who haven't ever done the construction work to be inspectors.
Right.
Because they can become very knowledgeable about what the code says about it, but not actually being able to put the pieces together or to, you know, place the concrete or, you know, pull the wires and that kind of thing. So, I think there's value in the idea of having done it, and as opposed to just being able to understand, and not just, but being able to understand the code and as a more academic idea.
Right. Possibly have those soft skills that we were talking about in one of our training sessions, is that, you know, it's one thing to know the code, but it's another thing to apply it and then get other people to understand it. And I think that sometimes there's a gap there, you know, and some people don't want people to, they don't care if they don't understand it. They're like, no, this is the code. This is what the code says. This is what you got to do. But then there's people like you coming from the other side of it, like, well, I understand why he's asking that question, or her, or why she's asking that question, is because they've never had to deal with that, or I know how they're trying to construct it, or how they're trying to plan it out. So, well,
and also understanding all of the limitations that are on the people that we're working with. You know, contractors have supply house bills, and they have insurances, and they have OSHA inspections, and that, you know, they have their own certification requirements, and they're dealing with all of those things, and with their inspections and their code compliance. So I think sometimes we forget that there's a lot more going on in their world than just the code inspection.
Right.
And so when we include that and the understanding of pulling that all together, I think that's beneficial to the community.
That is an excellent point. It sounds like you're very sort of customer-oriented, driven, as far as, you know, your shop that you have at Amherst County. Did that come naturally, or is that just something you built over time being the building official?
No, I think that's a general philosophy of mine. I think that's a government service should be there to provide the service. You know, we exist as an extension to help the people. If we're not being there to deliver a product, to have a service, a deliverable, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not big on government entities that don't have a purpose, that don't provide that issue.
Right.
I think that's a big point for me.
That's excellent. If anybody had any questions, Nathan, and wanted to get in contact with you, how could they do that?
They can call Amherst County Building Inspections.
Mm-hmm.
They can email me at nmyoung@countyofamherst.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Nathan, for talking with us on our podcast. I really appreciate your insight. And Amherst County sounds like it's doing great things. And with you in charge, I can't wait to hear about the future. It sounds just great.
Thank you.
All right. This has been Christina Jackson, the VBCOA Education Chair. And this has been the VBCOA Podcast, a Building Code Geeks podcast.